The Change Grant from the Cancer Society provides $100,000 over 2 years to healthcare providers all over the nation. This is the second Change Grant awarded in Southern Illinois. Christopher Rural Health is already working with an award and seeing results. Caleb Nehring with the American Cancer Society office in Marion says Rural Health Incorporated, which serves patients in Union and Johnson counties, is a good fit. He says that's because it's a federally qualified health center and because it already has programs in place that match the goals of the Change Grant program.
We want our dollars, our donor dollars, to really be to go as far as possible. So we didn't want to just write a blank check and say, okay, see you in 2 years. We wanted this to be almost a jump start or kickstart, if you will, for a program that will set up a protocol and a system or a standard of care that will stay implemented after the dollars go away.
Nehring says while the screenings have been available for quite a while, having this money to help with advocacy and awareness means more patients will be able to take advantage of preventative care.
It's really just taking a laser-focused approach on from the time a patient walks into the door, they check in the patient room until they walk out, and making sure they get screened if they're at the right age.
Brooke Miller is a physician's assistant at Rural Health. She says patient care only gets better as a result of programs like this.
I think we do a very good job with health care for these patients, but anytime something like this comes along, you're able to really focus on it a little bit more with the help of the funding.
Advocates for preventative care say making sure the message is getting heard is critical. Miller says the Change Grant provides not just for advocacy, it also lifts the burden of cost for some patients who truly need the testing but can't afford it.
We all here have a heart for people that are underserved and maybe don't have the resources to be able to do things like this, but this grant's going to enable people without insurance or on the slide fee, without the dollars behind them, to be able to have a screening done.
Nehring says the grants can and do save lives. More than 1,000 patients have already been screened in the Christopher Rural Health Grant. He says that's a big deal because they provide screenings and access to care for people who might otherwise wait until it's too late.
There was an individual who got a screening because of the grant. They had never been screened before for colon cancer. The kit came back positive. They got a diagnostic colonoscopy, and they were diagnosed with very early stages of colon cancer. And they're fine now. They had a small surgery, and the patient was ecstatically thankful that, she had this opportunity. Otherwise, she may have never got screened, and 5 years from now, we could be in a very different situation with her outcome.
And he says he's also proud the ACS has chosen another Southern Illinois provider for its Change Grant program. He says this area has very specific needs in terms of access to care.
This is the second grant like this that has come to Southern Illinois. There's only 4 been given in the entire state. So half of that money has been right here in Southern Illinois, and that is awesome.
Both Nehring and Miller say it's the access to screening in a setting patients are already comfortable with, their primary care office, that may help increase the number of people screened and served. Miller says sometimes getting the care is just about seeing a familiar face.
Whether it's the nurse that's bringing the patient back to the room, getting their vital signs, going through their medications, noticing, that they're of age that needs a screen, or even the medical provider in the exam going through their history, knowing that they are overdue or haven't yet had a screening done.
And Miller echoes what many other providers and cancer treatment advocates have said for many years. Early detection and treatment can be the key to survival.
Gosh, I can't say enough about screening and prevention. If something is caught early, the chances are always better. There's no guarantee, but the chance that person has is better.
Nehring says access to care is the key part of beating cancer, and he's happy the ACS can partner with agencies and groups to help get the care to those who need it.
Everyone needs to have a family doctor. If you live in Anna, if you live in Christopher, if you live in St. Louis, Chicago, you need to have a doctor that you have a relationship with. There are many, many community health centers around the country. And it is, in my opinion, very important to at least see them once a year to talk about, depending on what age you are, what family history you have. And that provider is going to make recommendations based on all that information.
I'm Jennifer Fuller.